the job.
Yeah, Frank, for the third time, I got the job.
No, sorry. The job with the interview that we drove to.
Yeah.
What, seriously?
Okay, I'm getting mildly offended now.
With the pretend car crash, the shirt swapping, the fake flock of geese fiasco, that job. Mm. He wanted you to work there.
We don't need to talk about it, Frank. We don't need that energy today. I'm a new, responsible Paddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big day.
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
Oh, yeah. I got a welcome email.
Oh, so. That's nice.
Yeah.
I got an email once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was from the heiress of an Arabian sheik who was in quite a spot of bother.
Mm.
Anyway, don't need to talk about that.
No.
Don't need that energy today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've read the email and you're feeling good.
Sure. Yeah.
Hang on, what does that mean?
Well, it was a very long email. The old Paddy wouldn't have read it.
Yeah, but the new responsible Paddy...
listened to it on triple speed and replied with, sounds good.
Wow. That's responsible.
Yeah.
No, it definitely doesn't feel like something that could backfire.
It would be fine. Mm. It was probably just about, you know, where the coffee machine is and that Thursday is casual clothes day.
Oh. Hmm. And is today casual clothes day too?
Why would you say that?
calm down, I'm only joking. Hey, let's not open that can of worms again.
I'm feeling the nerves, Frank, I'm not going to lie. If I stop answering, just roll down the window and I'll have a quick vom.
Will do. Make it quick, though. We're arriving.
Ah.
Oh, there's a lady here waiting for you. She's very smiley.
Patrick? Patrick Berman?
Yes, that's me. But you can call me Daddy. Paddy. God, no. It's Paddy.
Good start, lad. I'll see you after.
Bye.
Good luck.
How wonderful. Welcome. I'm Doreen, the office manager. Would you like to take my arm and we'll head on in?
Sounds great.
You're very tall. Oh, sorry. That's a tree branch. You're much too tall, Patrick.
It's okay. Didn't hurt too much.
There's me failing my guide dog exam. Ah! Why haven't you got a guide dog? I know someone in the office who wouldn't mind that at all. Psst, it's me.
Stop feeding me treats, Doreen. I'm trying to work.
yeah.
Sorry, I'm a bit mad. People are always saying, Doreen, you should be on Gogglebox.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch Chris McCausland on Strictly? Oh, of course he did. Wasn't he amazing? Do you dance?
Not really.
I only dance if I've had a few wines, so, you know, I dance every single night alone.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. Or am I?
Gosh, it's a long way to reception, isn't it?
Oh, we're not going through the main entrance. I took us through the back fire exit as there's a little step in reception. Don't want any accidents on our first day, do we?
I'm actually fine with steps.
That's very brave of you, Paddy.
Is it?
I avoid steps like the plague, Paddy. Unless we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, that is. Oh, right, here we are. Time for the grand tour. We have meeting rooms over here, kitchen there, and your desk is right here. We've put you nice and close to the toilet to make things easier.
Oh, it sounds like I'm sat pretty far away from everyone here.
No, don't be silly. Just a little stone's throw. Everyone say hi to Paddy.
Hello, Paddy.
Wow, that is a long throw.
So you just sit and get your laptop set up. I hear it speaks to you in a robot voice. Amazing.
Information overload.
What am I like? I am mad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll go and get your key card sorted, and then at 1 p.m, I'll bring you into the main boardroom for your speech. Then I'll show you the canteen.
Whoa, wait. Sorry, what was that?
The canteen. It's pizza today. I know someone who's going to enjoy that. Psst. It's me.
No, sorry. You mentioned a speech?
Oh, yes, your speech. About your experience, why you're excited to work here, mm-hmm. why we're such a disability-friendly company, mm. all that good stuff.
Right.
It was all in your welcome email, and I think you said it sounded good, didn't you?
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I? So, guess I'm doing a speech?
Fabulous. The investors will be watching and we're even live streaming on social media.
Social media, information overload.
How hip is that?
Sounds great.
Oh, I almost forgot. This is your bespoke company handbook, all in Braille, as requested.
Oh, did I request that?
It was all in the email. I asked in the email and you said sounds good.
Right. I must have missed that bit. I actually can't read Braille, so could I just get it emailed?
Oh, no problem. It only took a couple of weeks finding someone proficient in Braille, tracking down a machine and embossing each letter one at a time for over 100 pages.
Sorry.
Not to worry. I'll just get this away for you. I'll leave you to get logged in and to get ready for your big speech. I can't believe I spent all that time. I mean, I thought they all read Braille.
Oh, my God, a speech. What am I going... Oh, an adjustable desk. No, focus, Paddy. You need this job, or it's goodbye to independence. Goodbye to the flat with Max. Oh, maybe Max can help. Call Maxine.
Calling Maxine. Wow, have you been fired already?
No, I need your help.
Patrick, why are you calling your sister? Aren't you supposed to be in the office?
Mum, what's she doing there?
We were in the B&Q next to your place, and your father needed the toilet.
They have toilets there.
It's not going to a B&Q toilet, Maxine. Don't be disgusting.
What's up, bro?
So I'm in the office and I'm freaking out.
Maxine, where's your bathroom? The clans are very close to clashing, if you catch my meaning.
Seriously, this flat has three rooms.
Don't worry, I think I found it.
What do you mean, I think?
Maxine, go and show your father where the bathroom is.
Don't worry, I found it.
Just listen, Max. I've just found out I need to give a speech in front of the whole company.
What, with no warning?
That's not relevant right now. I don't think there's any getting out of it. I can't let everyone down on my first day. I need to come up with something.
Why don't you do that lovely speech you did in that school assembly that we put up on the fridge?
Mum, I think it needs to be about blindness.
And?
Well, that was in year 7 and it was a poem about my French exchange trip.
And it was Trabian.
I saw a very powerful speech at work once.
The guy said, "What is bravery? This is." Then he ripped up his script and then he stripped down to his boxers.
Huh. Has anyone got any suggestions that don't make me look like I'm having a breakdown?
I know, Paddy. Why don't you just get AI to write it for you?
What? Ew, no.
What's wrong with that? I use it for everything. Uni coursework, breakup texts. It did a great job writing all my thank you cards for Christmas.
You mean to say you didn't write those lovely messages? Maxine, how could you?
Sorry, Mum. I'll write you a heartfelt apology this afternoon.
No way, Max. I'm not using it. AI is for lazy hacks and for people who hate their jobs.
Strange way of pronouncing Stone Cold Legends, but okay.
Max, this is supposed to be about my personal journey with sight loss. I'm not going to let some soulless, vapid machine tell that story for me. I'm just going to have to write it from the heart using good old-fashioned human ingenuity.
Okay, good luck with that, big man.
Alan, did you wee in the kitchen sink?
Oh, my God. Ew. I have to go.
I washed it out.
Okay, I can do this. Just a speech from the heart. All about disability. And I still have an hour and a half. Up, down. Up and down. Wow, that's good.
12:45.
Oh my God, that time went quickly. What have I got so far?
You can't spell disability without ability.
How do I only have one line?
Knock, knock. Doreen here again. Can I get you anything, my dear?
Quick, put it to the head.
What was that?
Just some water would be great, thanks.
Coming right up. Call me Jason Momoa because I'll get you some aqua, man. And then I'll take you through for your big speech. Everyone is so excited. Beep, beep, beep. 5 minutes, okay?
Call Maxine.
Calling Maxine.
Speech ready, yeah?
Go on. Get the awful machine to write me a speech about being blind. I give up.
Oh, really? Well, well, St. Paddy. I thought AI was for lazy hacks.
Well, I'm a hack right now, Maxine, okay? Happy?
You bet I am. Okay, I'll have it ready in a couple of minutes. I'll send it through to your phone. You just pop a headphone in and repeat what it reads to you, okay?
Yep, I can do that.
And don't worry, Paddy. We'll be watching you on the live stream just as soon as I can work out how to turn off this Instagram. This small child's still doing a dance.
Good luck, Patrick.
Thanks, guys.
Here we are. Your little stage is set up right here.
Okay. How many people are here?
How many people do you think are here?
40?
Oh my gosh, no. It's 200. It's probably because they're being so quiet and stony-faced.
Oh, good.
Oh, and thousands more zooming in. You'll be wonderful, Patrick. And if you need inspiration, just hit them with a fabulous samba.
Again, Doreen, I'm not Chris McCausland.
Okay, here we go. Speech time.
Oh, Mum, Dad, he's on. Oh, he looks sweaty.
There's still a small child dancing on my phone.
Oh, just watch on mine.
Hello. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We're delighted to introduce our brand new superstar employee, Paddy Berman, who is, drumroll please, blind. Take it away, Paddy.
Okay, Paddy. You've got this. Just repeat what the headphone tells you to.
Thanks, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Life hasn't always been easy, but I'm proud to stand here today as a small Russian pancake.
Maxine, why is Patrick talking about Russian pancakes?
So just check my phone and I may have made a teeny tiny typo.
A what?
There's a chance I've sent Paddy an AI speech about the struggles and triumphs of being born Blini.
Blini?
Yeah. Just looked it up and it's a small Russian pancake.
I knew we should have gone with the French exchange.
Try me with salmon. Try me with borscht. I'm truly delicious.
Anyone else hungry?
This is ridiculous, Maxine. What have you done? I'm just going to have to wing it.
Why is he taking the headphone out? Oh, he better not be winging it.
Okay, so, being blind. Oof. Have you ever closed your eyes, but forever? Okay, scrub that. It's kind of like being in a foreign country where they speak a different language, so you can understand most of what's going on, but most of the time, you're just completely lost. That makes it sound more exotic than it actually is. It's kind of like a boring foreign country. Like Holland? Oh God, is anyone from Holland in the audience? I love the Dutch. Edam is actually my favourite cheese. Is this thing on?
This is somehow worse.
I'm just proud Paddy's going out to people all over the World Wide Web.
Dad, it says here 4 people are watching this live stream and 3 of them are us.
I do hope he stops being rude about Dutch people soon.
Oh wow, it's hot up here. How long do I have left?
You've only been speaking for 75 seconds.
Okay. Right, Paddy. Time to go for a break. 1, 2.
Oh my God. Is he trying to do the samba?
That's a very brave thing to try.
You got those moves from me.
So, I learned this from my good friend Chris McCausland. Oh, God, no. The mic stand. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Maybe we should wrap this up here.
No,
well,
please.
Done. You gave it a good
I actually do want to say something. Look, I'm not perfect, and I clearly don't always make the best decisions. I worry about how people perceive me, and I hate when people underestimate me. Losing my sight was really hard, but what's harder is when people assume that just because you're blind, you can't be anything more than just a blind person. That you can't be silly or get drunk with your friends or get kicked out of bars or play sports or get a job or just have fun. I'm so much more than just a blind person, but it's also a massive part of who I am, and I'm really proud of that. And I don't know, I hope me standing here today shows that it's not just about representation. It's about listening to who people really are. And if there are more people like me who get to be themselves without feeling like they have to represent people like me, then that would be really good for representing people like me. Yeah? That's it. Can I have my pizza now?
That's my boy.
I know, he was brilliant.
So did AI write all of that?
No, Mum.
Well, sounds like it was a successful first day in the office.
Do you know what, Frank? I think it actually was.
Voice message from Eva.
Oh, God. Eva?
Hey, Pads. Hope your first day went well. Maybe we can have that chat later. By the way, I watched your live stream and that samba was dreadful.
Right, Frank, before we go home, let's go to the old drive-thru.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, and since you got the last one, I'll get this.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Actually, I don't get paid till the end of the month. Can you get this?
You've Got Braille is a Hattrick production made in collaboration with the Royal National Institute of Blind People. It was written by Rhys Finnegan and Jack Bernhardt and starred Rhys Finnegan, Steve Pemberton, Chloe Petz, Suk Kaur Ojla, Alison Steadman, Martin Trenneman, and Namisha Odedra. The director was Sophie Rose Werger, and the producers were Nick Coop and Claire Broughton. Studio engineers were Pete Rowe and Matt Bainbridge. Original music, Oliver Edwards Cave. Edit, mix and sound design, John Wakefield. For RNIB, the executive producers were Yvonne Milne and Susanna Kingham. If you or someone you know needs help or support with sight loss, RNIB are here for you. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Though we know nothing about tiny Russian pancakes.